Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth.
And sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt. We are Jack and Jill, and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about, hey, it's Motivation Week. Step 2, learn from someone who's accomplished. Step 1 is dream it up and kind of visualize the end. That was yesterday's show, and that was fun. But this one is, hey, you know, let's get serious about it and get some education and learn from somebody who's done it already and make sure they've done it already and they're telling the truth. You know, make sure you have a good feeling about it. You know, there's a lot of very accomplished people that you just have to spray yourself off with Lysol after you listen to them talk.
Yuck. Yuck. You know what? That's a good point, though. There are very accomplished people whose motivations now are not as insincere as they should be.
That's right.
I think that was what you were trying to say with your Lysol term.
I got that from a former boss. He's like, yeah, we're not going to do anything with these guys because I got to get the Lysol out.
Yeah. That just brought up this horrible image.
Do these kids
image.
Know what Lysol is?
They know what Lysol is.
The kids do, you think?
There's commercials.
Okay. That's still a product. I don't even know.
Yes, there's still Lysol. You can say hand sanitizer. It's like you shake someone's hand and you need hand sanitizer, it's that kind of a person. They're slimy.
Great show today. Before we get started, let's share something interesting that happened to us lately. I'm getting used to the new format.
You know, Jack, I thought this would be an excellent time to a few people who follow us on Facebook know where we were on Friday night because they put some notes in there.
I can't think.
And they saw
that
a little video.
Back.
I know. Well, let me refresh your memory. So, because I wanted you to tell the story, Jack, about Friday night, because let me preface this. You were all in going into it. We were kind of drug. I wouldn't say drug there. I was wholeheartedly all in.
I was drug.
You were drug
there.
I
remember now.
By a younger generation person in our world who really wanted to have a Friday night West Hollywood event. So you want to share, Jack?
Yeah, they drugged me kicking and screaming. As usual. And, you know, I don't mind having fun and all that stuff as long as it's just close to home and it's not a big, this is a 10 mile Uber ride, 15 miles. I don't know. A lot of zip codes. I like to stay in one zip code. This is like 6 zip codes away.
This is true.
Kicking and screaming. And man, did I have a blast. I mean, we went to some world famous institutional spots.
Yes.
You know, it was the whole thing started with Jill, you know, because she's got, like, I checked a couple of things off my bucket list that night, and I'm not joking.
That's how cool that was. I'm so glad.
So give us a summary. Go ahead, tell me, because you know, I don't even remember the names of these places, but you do.
Okay. So we started off the evening having a cocktail at a institutional, you're right, hotel in West Hollywood where it's just the musicians hang out. It has been forever. I mean, you name it from.
It's a Sunset Marquee.
Yeah.
We can name it.
Okay. From Sting to.
I'm the biggest Led Zeppelin fan there ever was.
Led Zeppelin.
And they started their career there at the Sunset Marquee. They stayed there.
Yeah.
It's just a world famous rock and roll hotel from the 60s and 70s where these, you know, classic rock bands, they would stay there when they were, you know, trying to become a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
So the place is plastered with great pictures of these bands and the crazy stuff that they used to do, that whole lifestyle, you know.
They're still there too, by
the
way.
Oh yeah, they still
You're sitting and it's like the bar we're in, it's a really dark on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, it's a nice bar, but it has a real dark, you know, atmosphere. And you're not sure, that looks like so-and-so, I'm not sure who that is. It's definitely somebody, you just, you know, it's still the hangout. So it was just so, and I used to go there years ago.
And long before I ever met you, I just had dreams about the Sunset Marquee. I don't know if you know that. Well, I guess we talked about it when we were there.
Yes. So
I checked that off my list. Then
we hop in an Uber. and head over to stop number two, which was a whiskey a go-go. So, and it turns out, didn't we find out later on that like 30 years ago that night,
the Beatles played there.
It was
1964.
Like, yeah.
It was
66 then.
Well, it wasn't 30 years even.
It wasn't?
It was the same night in 1964.
Oh, was it? Okay.
That's what the younger generation explained to us.
So it was 32 years.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It was either 64 or 66. I don't remember. But anyway, that's how institutional. And I'm telling you, the whole place is, I mean, front and backstage. There's no, you don't sit down or anything. Mm. You just stand there and gaze at the band. And I think the whole place is probably 10,000 feet. Maybe less.
Yeah, the talent.
It's tiny for what. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Well, you know what's so interesting to me is the band that we went to see is a band that we know from Scottsdale. I mean, we know them, and we didn't even recognize them. I mean, it's like a whole different world. I mean, what they bring to the table, and so, and some of the other bands, they were not well known bands at all. But
that was from start to finish, liquid impressed.
Remember that guy? That guy standing. I thought that was so cool. The guy standing in the middle of the room. What they have nowadays, the technology, with a mixer in his hand, standing in the middle of the crowd, right, adjusting the sound quality right there. Not having to be in the back. Not having to be over here. He's just standing in the middle of all of us. And
we are going to talk about real estate at some point. Okay.
So yeah, we're all. This is where I love this stuff. Yes. Sorry, everyone. I'm getting us on this long road. And then we ended up at the Rainbow Room, and there was a Viper Room, and there's just anyway. I don't even know what time we got home, and I don't even want to know what time we got back. So,
whoever was running that whole event my hat is off to you. There were probably four bands, maybe five, and I think their setup breakdown and setup time for this is a full band. Some of them six or seven people in it. Yeah. Full setup and breakdown time was less than 5 minutes.
It's amazing.
And they actually, one band, even the drummer didn't have his stuff set up. So there were timers going off.
Yeah.
So he has like missing two drums. He just played the first song and then ran and got the other ones and set them up. I have a lot of respect for organization. And, you know, especially in an environment where you just think it's all loosey goosey rock and roll, you know, there's no schedule. Just play
hilarious.
When you want.
Yeah.
Anyway, check that off my list, off my bucket list. It was awesome.
I think the words were time of your life, Jack.
Is that what I said?
You did.
Oh,
you may not remember that.
You remember certain stuff.
I do. I wrote
some
it
stuff.
In, I wrote it down.
Oh,
in
you wrote
quotes.
It down?
I did. I did.
Awesome, fantastic blast. Seriously, you kids can drag us to anything you want. Not anything. Hey, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Carly asks, Jill or anyone here, I guess, in this forum, what is the secret to negotiation? I can't seem to bring up that topic and get my point across to the sellers. What is the secret? I'm trying to figure out what she's...
I don't know why there's any negotiation.
That's what was my first thought. Do you like my offer? I'm really not reaching out to you to negotiate anything. I'm reaching out to you to buy for this price as stated on my offer.
I'm really glad that this came up. I'm really glad because here's the thing. There's so many things that happen. There's so many ideas that we bring to real estate and concepts that we bring to our own careers, and half of them are wrong. And so this whole concept of negotiation is very, very antiquated, in my opinion. If you listen to our show, you know this. Our whole model is, and our Land Academy model is, write offers to people who own real estate with a price in there. You know, at the moment, it's just about land, but we're in the process of completing a program about wholesaling houses, too. It's the same concept. Write an offer. If it's a house, it's $80,000 cash, and we'll close on Thursday. It's not $85,000. And so invariably what happens is people call back and they say, you know, I got your offer for $80,000 and it's great. Your timing's great. My parent just passed away or whatever the story is. And I do want to sell it, but not for $80,000. I want to sell it for $85,000. What's your answer, Jill?
You know, it's the offer's kind of $80,000.
Yeah. I don't even say that.
I mean,
I said, that's great. You should go do that.
That's true. Well,
it's $80,000 or nothing. I don't have time for this. I have 19 other offers to open.
What
19 other deals to do. Go ahead.
Well, sincerely, what I do, I don't blow them off. I let them know that I'm taking their offer seriously. So in reality, this person calls me back and they really strongly, usually it's like I say 80 and they say 100. So you know what? Let me go do some looking. I appreciate where you're coming from. And they're probably going to say, because this house sold for that and this house sold for that and this house sold for that. That's why I think I should get 100. Okay. Tell you what, I'm going to go do some looking and I'll get back to you. Can we talk tomorrow, you know, or Thursday, whatever it is. And then I do go, part of it is I'm going to double check my numbers and make sure I'm not way off, you know, because I sent out a, you know, 1500 offers this batch, make sure one didn't sneak in there that's kind of a little bit off and maybe they're right before I blow them off. And then number two, I want them to think I'm really doing my homework.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, realistically, I'm not wrong and I am going to stand firm, but hanging up the phone and letting them think about this a little bit, that I'm really going to go do my due diligence a little bit harder here before I come back.
Yeah.
It does make a difference to the seller. I mean, it's true. I mean, do you not like that answer?
No, I think it works great. Your way is, and my way too, I guess. They both work, are very effective.
It's just what works for you.
I just think it's a waste of time.
Well, you know what, Jack? Everybody's different. What works for you works for a lot of our people. And what works for me works for a lot of our people. So that's, we need to accept it all. So I'm going to call now. It's Thursday, 5 o'clock, Carly. And I am calling Mr. Jones back and saying, you know what, Mr. Jones, I really hear you and I appreciate where you're coming from. And I know that's, gosh, you justified it for ABC, but you know, I'm still with 80,000. That's really my highest, and I just can't go above that. So, hey, if you would consider that, you know, we'll make it a deal right now. If you want to think about it for a week, you know, I'll still be here. You know, otherwise, I wish you all the best.
Yeah.
And if something changes someday, you know, reach out to me, and maybe we can make something work.
There's a lot of. You know, you're actually extremely good at this. And all kidding aside, is there a resource out there about negotiation that you trust or that you've learned from or anything?
No, I'm going to write one.
Yeah, you really should. Mm-hmm. That's really where I was going with that.
I am going to write one.
Because your way is, I see you befriending these people. I mean, with honesty. Mm-hmm. It's not just because you want something from them. Mm-hmm. I see you befriending them and then you're establishing trust through a couple of phone calls and then now they're going to sell their property to you.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into this. You're right. I have established trust. I'm a real person. I'm befriending them. I'm talking to them like I want them to talk to me. I'm not talking down to them or making them feel like they're asking an insane offer. Even if it is an insane offer, I'm never going to go, whoa, what are you smoking? You know, I'm never going to say that. I'm going to go, okay, my offer is 80. You think it should be 210? Well, I will go take a look at that and see. And then I'm going to come back. You know, I might have some reasons why when I come back and say, you know, I know you said da 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 da, but let's keep in mind that one has a pool and they just redid the kitchen.
Yeah. See, now you're explaining yourself, which I don't do. And that's fine. That's fine though. I'm not knocking it.
Mm-hmm. That's my way. And so, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it too, Jack. I think that's the main point. I might give them a few little things and then I'm still going to leave the door open and send them on their way because I'll tell you, it's amazing to me that they're either going to say yes right then. They're going to go, oh, all right, okay. Or they might come back in a week or two or a month and say, does that still stand? I thought my sister-in-law would list the house for me and now she tells me I'm crazy and she doesn't even want to do it for me. And I just would want the cash. Are we still good?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I do.
You know what I do? If there's, because there's invariably there's certain pieces of property, you know, what happens is you get a bunch of offers in and they're sitting on your desk and you open them all and you do a little bit of research and you get a good image on your computer of what these properties are. So now you have 10 images and invariably one or two of them is just you can't believe it, you know, run to the bank situation. On those properties, you know, I will... you know what I do? I have the gallon of milk thing, and it seems to be pretty effective.
Oh.
Look, seller, there's
three. I don't tell them that one. You tell them that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, seller, there's 3 gallons of milk, 3 places you can buy a gallon of milk. On the convenience store, down the street, at the grocery store, or you can take a drive to Walmart. One on the convenience store, it's right in the name. It's convenient, and it's expensive. Let's say it's $4. At the grocery store, maybe a little bit less, $2.50, $3. And then at Walmart, it's rock bottom. Probably not going to get it any cheaper. And so, but you don't tell a cashier, God, this is expensive. No, you know that going in. If you want to sell your property to us, we're going to, this is a convenience store model. It's going to be a pretty low offer. We're in the, that's why we're in this business. But we are going to make it incredibly easy for you. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to show up to your door mm-hmm. with a check, cashier's check. Mm-hmm. All right. It's also going to be done next week. Mm-hmm. You can check this off your life list. So, and, you know, if they're, and again, I only do that on the properties where I'm just falling over. Mm-hmm. So, your way's better.
You know what, Jack? Both ways are good.
You know, every acquisition person that I've had throughout the years, including right now, has been a female. I've had two male acquisition people in the past, and neither one of them were very good. For some reason, women and trust and that whole thing. I mean, our sellers are probably 50-50, right?
Our 50%
men, 50% women?
No, I think it's more men. I think you're right. I think it is 50-50.
I don't know. There's some reason. I think yeah. women are escrow agents, too, for a reason. It's the same talent, you know, closers.
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk about the topic of the show at some point.
I was wondering about that.
Today's
For a minute,
topic.
I got confused thinking maybe this is the topic. I'm like, oh yeah, no, we still do have a topic to get to.
Today's topic is, you know, it's Motivation Week. 5 episodes of talking about motivation. And this is the second one, Tuesdays. Learn from somebody who's accomplished. So, you know, the Lysol thing in the beginning of the show, I think is appropriate. You need to have a good feeling about the person that you're learning from and know that they're concerned about it. They're listening to you and not that you're just an afterthought or, I had a person that I learned from that was the Lysol version a long, long, long time ago when I was a commercial real estate broker in Michigan. It's just an awful boss, just a terrible, terrible person, you know, and I was very young, so I didn't know any better. I did learn a lot, but man, it could have been a lot easier.
Well, maybe one of the things you learned is I don't want to do it like that.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing.
That's right. This guy's nuts.
I'm sure that's what happened. I'm sure you took away the good parts of it. Like, okay, this is how you find people. This is how you get them excited. This is how you do this. But then you said, but when it comes to this part, I'm not going to do it like that. Right. I'm not going to be that pushy guy or whatever right. it is. So
my point in the whole show is the topic of today is learn from somebody you trust or that has already done this, you know, or is doing it right now. Mm-hmm. That and make sure you have a good feeling about them or her. And don't just learn from one source. There's lots of ways out there. Books have never been cheaper than they are in the world right now. You can get a used book on Amazon for a couple of bucks.
Jack, they just download them on their iPhone, by the way. Oh. It's even cheaper than that. I hate to break this to you.
How much is it?
Oh, my goodness.
Can you belong to a club? You don't even have to pay, right?
I don't know about that, but it's oh boy.
You read a book on your phone?
I just had this conversation. You know, it was so cute because I was dropping somebody at the airport yesterday who is in their 20s. And I said, oh, shucks, you're going to have so much time. And I'm like, you have a book that you're working on? And they're like, yeah, I'm reading about 6 books right now. And she held up her phone.
Wow.
And seriously, because she's like, I don't read one book at a time. I jump around. And she's I'm like, is it big enough? She's like, oh, yeah, like, hello. And it's super easy just to go on your phone, download a book, and it's right there. You don't need a Kindle anymore. You don't need a little device. It's just right there.
How backwards.
I know. I love how
you how backwards do people think I am?
But, you know, I still think it's personal preference because there's something for me about holding a book in my hands. Yeah. I wonder.
Me too.
You know what, Jack? I'm going to do this now. Next time I'm sitting in Starbucks with my book or my magazine because I kind of like that, I'm going to take a poll and see how many people are doing it. I've never done that. I'm going to count the room and see if there's 20 of us. Who's reading on their computer? Who's reading on their phone? Who's actually reading something in their hands? Who has a piece of paper? Because I think they'd be really interesting. I'm gonna do that. But you're learn from someone accomplished and multiple books. It's a place to start. This is how I see step 2 of Motivation Week. 1 Monday was visualizing it. Seeing it at the end, however you want it to be. And then step 2 is taking that first step. You need to start somewhere. And the best place is get some, don't blindly go into this trying to wing it and figure it out. Do it the smart way and learn from someone who's done it.
Right.
And I love your multiple resources, Jack. That's how I do it. If you looked at my bookshelf or on my computer, the articles on my computer that I'm, you know, perusing all the time, it's a lot of the same information from five different sources, because I want to hear everybody's take on it. And just like your former boss, Jack, that was one of your mentors, I'm sure, of many. And you took some stuff from him, and you probably got, where did you get your way of doing business? Let's say you thought he was slimy. You didn't, right? He was a Lysol guy. Right. So that didn't sit well with you. So you got whatever you needed from him, but you got something else from someone else.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Multiple sources.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. We'd love to hear from you.
I would love to add today that if you didn't hear yesterday, we are going to do we've never done this, a free live webinar tomorrow. So Wednesday, August 31st at 5:00 Pacific time, so California time. It's going to be Jack and I, 5 to 5:30. It is limited to 100 that can actually log in. So if you want to have a burning question, you really want to ask us anything about us, about our business, you know, stuff you hear on this show, you know, write it down, have it ready. Because what you'll do is you can find it on my Facebook, any one of our Facebook pages. There's an event, but I have it in one of my posts. You'll find it. Where there's a WebEx login, you just click on that a few minutes before, you're in. Once you get in, you know you're in. You made it in the 100. And you could just cut and paste the question that you had typed, pop it right in the forum. And then as Jack and I go live at 5:00, we'll start answering those. And it's going to be mostly Q&A. And then at the end at 5:30, I already have people asking, are you going to do anything special for people?
Oh, really?
I have people asking about that. So I'm thinking about something, but it'll be at 5:30.
Oh, okay.
So
how do you know if you're one of the 100?
You will be logged in. You'll know you're logged in. Otherwise, it'll kick you out. You won't be able to
so
get
you
into that.
You don't like reserve a spot now or anything?
Nope.
You just get in there.
It's the first 100.
So get in there 10 minutes early. Yes. That's the moral of that story.
Get in there 10 minutes early and pray your connection doesn't fail. Pray you don't have beach Wi-Fi. Because if you get logged out, then someone else might get logged in. So only because it only holds 100. So because we just can't.
Or
handle,
if you don't want to be there,
we can't handle 100.
If you don't want to be there,
well, if you get tired of it, log out and someone else will jump in. So that's not bad too. Now as a backup, because I realize as we're going down this process, this, and I've started letting this be known that this is something that I meant to be just a little thing for Jack and I, just to. Gosh, talk to some people, get a feel for where everybody's at right now and just see what questions they have for us so we can, you know, tailor our show towards it and other things that we want to do for folks.
Yeah, we learn a lot from this.
So, yes, that's where it really started out to be just a small group. And now I realize it's not just a small group. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it also a Facebook Live event. Now, we won't be able to answer questions there on Facebook, but you can log in to go to my Jill DeWitt Facebook account, make sure one of my friends, and you'll be able to see it live as we're doing and at least, you know, be in the loop and see what the questions. And we'll read the questions out loud so you know what it is. And as we're answering, you'll get to join in and hear it all.
Should be fun.
Should be a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be a huge success.
I do too.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
As always, you are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show, Jill.
That was
good. We went way over on time.
We keep doing that nowadays. I'm like, what? We were like, it's kind of funny. I hope it's... You know what? There's people with longer commutes. I think this works out just fine.
Okay. No, this is good stuff. I like Motivation Week. You know, the crux of it is, like we talked about originally, it is just as important to stay motivated and inspired because you got a million things going on in your life. Stay inspired to stay on track to be a real estate investor. Mm-hmm. If you're already a real estate investor, stay on track. Mm-hmm. It's hard. You know, there's only so many hours in the day. If you have a regular job, like most of our members, you know, you're doing this on the weekend and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to stay motivated and organized.
Yep. Well, I'll give a little tip. This is one of the things I'm going to talk about on tomorrow's show, which is don't let your own obstacles get in your way. That's the thing about staying motivated. How many people just create their own problems?
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that more tomorrow.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.